When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time to welcome in Susan Wolman. Susan's appearance is brought to you by Empower Solar. Susan, we weren't sure if we're going to be having a game to talk about tonight, but here we are. Yanks getting on the board in the World Series, Game 5 tonight. I want to start with Gerrit Cole. We were discussing this before, and I know Andy Martino wrote about it, where there are no issues, or at least Cole said there are no health issues. Do you believe Gerrit Cole is fully healthy and strong ahead of tonight's Game 5?
Sure. I believe he's as healthy as one is after an entire season of pitching or however many months he is. I think he's as good as he's going to be, and I don't think there's an issue at all. And by the way, this is why he's here. Tonight is why he's getting all that money, and tonight, and he, by the way, knows it, wants it, and is ready for it. You know, when everybody says, are you healthy? I remember once somebody asked Judge, I think it was this year, maybe it was last year, somebody said, how are you feeling? Is there anything wrong? And Judge's answer was, well, what month is it? He said, the end of September. Then I'm fine. Because nobody is ever fine after the first time they pitch during the season. So at this point, sure. I mean, I don't think at all that there's any issue with him.
Susan, what were you thinking as go back to Game 1 where he was pulled after the 88, and I thought we had Aaron's brother Brett on yesterday with me and Sal, and we thought, and he said that he was given, Aaron was basically given Gerrit any chance to prove to the manager that he wanted to stay out there. But he necessarily didn't get that. That was Brett's guess. Did you think that Aaron went out there hoping to hear something different to keep him in the game?
Well, you know, at that point, yes, because that was, and you know, I flash back to when Joe Torre was going out to get David Cohn when they were playing the Mets.
Yeah.
And Cohn talked his way out of it. He lied to him. He said, I'm fine. Joe said, I like to go out and look in people's eyes. And he said, I knew he was lying to me, but I couldn't let him leave. And then there was Mike Messina, who yelled at Joe, get away from here. Don't you dare come out here. No, there wasn't any of that. So I think he was spent. I really do. He's not going to, you know, ask to come out of a game. But I think if Aaron goes out and takes out Gerrit Cole, there was a reason. And I know people say there was 88 pitches. I'm sorry. 88 pitches is on paper and you're not there. I think that Aaron either felt something or Matt Blake felt something that he's losing it. And if you looked at what he did, there were some long shots. There were some good defensive plays made behind him. But if you look at it in a vacuum, what's he doing taking him out at 88 pitches? But there's a reason he did it. He didn't do it so he could go to the bullpen. He went out there because he saw something that he didn't like. And so you have to, you know, and Boone would never say that ever. In 100 years would he ever put it on. He said, I just thought it was time. And that's how he is. And if he said it was time, I'm sure he didn't do it in a vacuum. I'm sure Matt Blake saw something. I'm sure Brad Ausmus, who was a catcher and did it for a long time, saw something. And yeah, no, that's, you know, we've seen guys tell managers, get off my mound. That's, you know, Gerrit Cole was not like that. So obviously there was something they thought he spent was the word Aaron Boone said to me.
The one thing, Susan, that shocked me about this series so far through the first four games is the lack of offense really on both sides with the star power that they had. I was surprised. Do you think that continues tonight being it's the second time the Dodgers will face Cole and the second time the Yankees will face Flaherty?
I think Gerrit Cole is better the second time he sees a team. Because he knows what to do. Flaherty, I think, will be gotten to tonight. His record on 4 days rest is not good. I mean, he's still a good pitcher, obviously, but he's better when he gets longer rest. There's some stat out there that when he has 4 days rest, it's 4-something the ERA. When he has 7 days rest, it goes down, and he's had 10 or 11 days rest a few times, and then it's way down. I don't know if there's any kind of injury with him. You know, he has had back issues, and that was evidently the reason that the Yankees said no to this trade. But he's a great pitcher, and I would Cole gets stronger. I'm expecting a Gerrit Cole performance out there.
All right.
The thing about you said about offense, don't forget where we are. I mean, these are the two best teams, but I'll tell you one thing. The Yankees do not win games 2-1. They are not built for that kind of game, and particularly in the World Series, and they're gonna have to do that. I'll tell you something, and I might be dumb. I've been up since 5:30. I'm packed, ready to go.
Wow. Whoa,
all right, Susan, let's go. So you ready? 5:30, my goodness.
Susan, I'm not even a Yankee fan. You're pumping me
sleep.
Up.
I know, I'm 10 years old. I can't sleep.
This is great. Now, do we mix in, what do we do? A little shake, a little stretching, a little yoga, a little walk? What are you doing at 5:30? I know you're doing something because you're in good shape. What are you doing?
I went out and I went running with my dog.
Nice.
And then I do a little bicycle, pack my clothes.
I love it.
I cleaned the house.
Yeah.
I cleaned the house. I packed up my vitamins in little packages for the days we're in Los Angeles. I'm ready.
Going back west, Susan Wolman, BT and Sound on the Fan. Of course, every pitch here on the Fan, home of the Yankees. So we all had our preconceived notions going into the series, right? And whether it's the stars, the reserves, the whole package, the defense, the IQ, the coaching, all the stuff. Are the Dodgers, it's an odd way to put it, better or worse than you thought coming in?
Oh, I thought they'd been good. I watched the whole Mets series. They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really good. And they did, and the Yankees did play them. They were here this year. And they're really good. They really are. If they've got a problem, it's, you know, and Dave Roberts, it's funny because you talk to the people in Los Angeles. Dave Roberts has had the same problems with he should be fired as Aaron Boone all the time. I don't know how you do a better job than what Dave Roberts did this year. He lost his entire pitching staff. I mean, there's a reason there were three rookies in the bullpen yesterday.
Uh-huh.
There's a reason for that. If you look at and Walker Buehler didn't come back till much later, but there's five starters that are sitting there. They're on the bench and they're injured. And I just think he's done a magnificent job with this. The injuries and then Mookie, who went through just an awful slump. People screaming Mookie Betts should be benched. I mean, it's back and forth. It's like you're looking in a mirror. With what's going on, you know, their big star, Mookie should, like Aaron Judge should, something. Still waiting for the guy who said on my Instagram that they should send Aaron Judge down. This is in April to get his swing back. I'm still waiting for an apology. But it's the same thing everywhere. The Dodgers are very good. They've got flaws, obviously, too. And it's in that I thought their pitching would not be as good as it actually has been. Take yesterday out of it. They knew what was going to happen yesterday. But they're better than I thought pitching-wise.
You know, that's my biggest issue with Dave Roberts, Susan, is that he's done this in the postseason throughout. He gives up games. Like, this is the World Series. And I know it's today's baseball, and I got to get around to it.
Wait a minute. Who's he supposed to pitch?
Well, how about somebody actually good? Every arm he threw out there.
But you can only use who's in the room.
You tell me he had nobody available in a bullpen? But he's done this, Susan. He did it in the division series.
He did it because he doesn't have stars. I'll tell you, and I'll go back to something Kevin Cash said to me. Remember Kevin Cash, he started, the Rays started this opener thing.
Yeah.
Way back, and it was Sergio Romo who was the first one. And I remember Justin Verlander had said, come on, be a man, get a starter out there. Kevin Cash came back in the paper and said, if you were on my team, I wouldn't have to use an opener. And if you look at that, he saved all his high leverage guys. He didn't give up the game. They didn't, you know, it was 2-0 in the first inning.
You said he saved, and that's my issue. As the game is 5-4
late. They were behind.
Okay. But in game two, the Yankees were behind, and Aaron Boone, and I thought Smalley went to Clay Holmes and kept that game within striking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Roberts just pushes it forward, and you're right, he was behind. But he doesn't use one of those 15 billion arms. He can't wait to rotate them.
What 15 billion arms? They're dead. Yeah. Did you see Blake Treinen the other day?
I do.
It's really easy to sit and look at this and stuff. Blake Treinen could hardly get the ball over the plate last time out. He needed 2 days at rest, and he's the only one. He has used the two guys that came back, Gratterall and Vezina. He has used them more. And he's got, those are the two fresh arms. The other guys are dead because they've been doing this for 3 months.
Maybe that's part of it, that he's using these guys too often. Even Gratterall in game three, he took him out where he was doing okay. I mean, the guy's in the game for an inning. Can you let him pitch an inning? He takes him out to bring in a lefty to face Jazz Chisholm, who can't buy one right now. I respect your opinion, obviously. I think Dave Roberts too many times has not managed to win the game today and looking ahead. And at some point, maybe that's going to catch up with him.
Okay, it'll catch up with him. Where are we? We're in game five of the World Series.
It's amazing.
You can do that all along. And I'm always fascinated. It's great. And that's what's great about baseball and arguing with people. But we don't know things. We really don't know things. You don't know what's... I mean, I can tell you what Aaron Boone says. I'm sitting there. But I don't know what's going on in there. I don't know what's going on in Blake Treinen's shoulder. I don't know what's going on in Brewster Gratterall's back. That he's at game five of the World Series. He's doing something right.
I got you. Susan, you've been around Volpe since he made the team. His family's there a lot. What do you think last night meant to that kid?
He said he can't even describe it. I know that family pretty well, and I just wish that I could have been around and seen Grandpa, who was Grandpa Volpe is there all the time, and he's just a delight. That's his grandfather, paternal grandfather. Mm-hmm. He's the one who started all this with the Yankees. He's an ex-Marine who grew up in the Bronx, and I wished I had seen his face when that happened, because this is, you know, we see all the pictures of Anthony Volpe at 3 years old standing with Jeter, and then at seven in the parade. Uh-huh. This is real.
Yeah.
This is all of us having a dream and it coming true in front of 50,000 people and millions on television. And what that meant to his family and to him, he said, I don't want to think about it yet, but he did say it was the greatest moment in his life. I mean, that was the first thing out of his mouth.
Yeah.
You know, that was when the entire the entire stadium, I'm going to start to cry, the entire stadium started chanting Volpe, Volpe.
Yeah.
And when he went out there in that ninth inning, that was I can't even imagine.
Oh,
how about having your dream come true on the biggest stage in the world? And, you know, the relationships that are there, he and his family and Volpe and Wells, this is all real. It really is real. When Anthony Volpe was asked about Austin Wells and the home run, and he said that he's the first call I make in the morning and the last person I speak to at night. I mean, this is real. They're like brothers, and it's an amazing thing to watch. And, you know, it's unbelievable. I can't even imagine what he'd been thinking, but I was thinking of Grandpa yesterday, who was sitting there in his little Yankee jacket and what he must be thinking. And, you know, his parents are there all the time. It's something.
Yeah, and the World War II reference, which is how he got into the game, listening to the Yankees on the radio sitting on his bed. Yeah, I mean, it's just an amazingly beautiful story.
It's a movie. The whole thing is a movie.
I'm with you. Well, let's keep it going. So let's get second act tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's interesting, I know you are, aside from the emotional stuff that we just touched on, like the tangibility factor for the bottom third of the Yankee order now, that becomes a little different. Everybody looked good last night. Verdugo went yard the game before. And when I said to Sal, I didn't necessarily expect those three guys to score six runs tonight, but now that they should, in theory, be tougher outs, the pitchers, starters and relievers, are going to now have to grind more to get by them and could leave them more vulnerable against Soto and Judge.
Well, that's very possible, and that's a good point. And one of the things that happened with last night is because everybody got into the act, everybody is now breathing a sigh of relief. Everybody, because you could see it. They can tell me from now till next March that they're not pressing. You can see it. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their face. They want so badly to make something happen. And I think with yesterday, that explosion, and I know that it wasn't Flaherty out there, and I know that it wasn't Walker Buehler out there. We all understand that. But I think just for their sake and the way they go about things, they can say that they're positive and they're focused and everything is wonderful all they want. But until you see that relaxed look on their faces, which happened yesterday, you worry a little bit. So maybe now the bottom of the order will contribute, like the bottom of the Dodger order, because they do. I don't care if Max Muncy is batting 200. Eventually, he's going to put one in the seats.
Well, Susan. That was going to be my next question. How long do you think this Yankee staff can keep the Dodgers lineup at bay?
That's up to Gerrit Cole, isn't it? Gerrit Cole better be out there in 110 pitches tonight and still going. That's what I think is going to happen. That's me, you know, but I'm a child.
Even the bullpen, though. Even the bullpen, Susan. I mean, we all wanted that in game one. That's why I thought maybe something was up. But even the bullpen has been lights out for the Yankees. It doesn't matter who they've gone to. For the most part, they've gotten the job done overall, even in this postseason. But specifically this, you know, the Dodgers had a chance to blow out the Yankees in game two, and they didn't do that. Even in game three, the tack-on stuff, it's just not there for the Dodgers. And specifically the top of the order. You're right. The bottom of the order has contributed. Ohtani, Betts, they haven't. I know Ohtani's banged up now. You know, you mentioned Muncy. These guys aren't getting it done to the level that they did in the regular season either.
Well, because the pitching is better. I want to see Gerrit Cole hand the ball to Luke Weaver and get on the plane.
Oh, man.
Okay?
Let's go. Yes. I like that. Speak it into existence, Susan. Let's go. She wants to go back out west.
My part. Well, no, actually, I mean, that's the only option. I mean, four trips back and forth in a week is a little much, even for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
But,
all right.
You think they could come back and win this series?
I've seen too many things, yeah. Of course I do.
That's
because,
right.
You know, I was there with 0-2. I saw it from the other side with the Red Sox. Mm. And I've been there. I mean, it can happen. I don't know. They're going to have to play perfect, and you know, and the Dodgers going to have to not play the way they played the first few games.
Right. Like technically anything can happen, yes. But because of the Dodgers being so good, like I did think there was a legitimate path to get it to a game six. I don't know about anything beyond that, and I'm not as confident as you or BT are about tonight. But, I mean, it's going to take a lot, Susan, to even get back to Game 6 and then win Game 6 and Game 7.
It's a lot, but, you know, we're all fans, right? I mean, if you want me to write it down, pros and cons, you'd say, what are you talking about? But I've just seen too many things. I mean, I've just seen too many things happen. And that's the great part about sports, isn't it? Isn't that why we watch? Isn't that why we're in this?
Yeah. Otherwise, we're watching.
Because it can happen. You know, it's different. Baseball, as John says all the time, baseball is different than the other sports. This, you know, football, usually the best team wins. Basketball, the most talented team wins, just about. Baseball, I really believe anything can happen. You know, when I saw the first World Series I ever covered was 1988, and I watched that Dodger team, which wasn't half the team as Oakland.
Mm.
Beat them. I was sitting there when Dennis Eckersley gave that, when Kirk Gibson hobbled out. I mean, that doesn't happen. Well, it happened with Willis Reed, but it doesn't happen in other sports. It really doesn't.
I know. It's amazing. You know, we could sit here and analytics creep into the conversation often. End of the day, bottom line, Susan, you cannot quantify momentum, and the Yanks got a little taste of momentum. A little. Uncle Mo went to the other dugout last night.
No, momentum stops at the next day's pitcher, but I'll go with heart here.
You couldn't just ride with that. I mean, come on.
No, I can't.
You should have.
Susan, are you sitting next to John on the flight if it does go back to Game 6?
Oh, yeah.
I worry about your health. John doesn't say he sounds sick. You don't want to get that cold for Game 6 and 7.
He's got a little cold. No, I don't usually. I get sick once a year, and I've already had it. I get sick once a year between when we come back from Florida and come and open the season.
Yeah, and BT took advantage of it. You were out for a day.
That's right.
BT hopped in that booth.
I don't want you to get too sick, but get sick three times next year.
I lost my voice.
I worked eight games.
I actually lost my voice, which to me, you know, I've made my living with my voice for 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying when you actually can't talk. But I heard, and I hear BT's son is going to be the next one, so.
What'd you think, Susan, of of those guys in right field grabbing the ball and glove of and arm of Mookie Betts?
I don't have words angry enough for what I saw the other night. And the no repentance and saying that Mookie swore at him. I'd do a lot more than swear at him if somebody grabbed my wrist and started pulling the ball out of my glove. I just thought that was awful. I don't, you know, fans, you can yell and you cheer, and I love it, and I laugh with the bleacher creatures. And even the Dodgers say some. Alex Verdugo used to tell me the guys in left field when he was a Red Sox, he said he was trying not to laugh. They were mean, but they were so funny that you'd have to respect that. This I really hate, and I hope he's never allowed to go in a ballpark ever again.
It's a horrible look. Hopefully, Matt.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Yeah. The fans are better than this.
Yes.
You know, there's one jackass in 50,000 people.
Hopefully, Matsui's first pitch a little better than O'Neill's last night. Paulie, rough night for number 21.
And then it was A.J. Burnett who called for a do-over.
I know.
You want...
and then Paul spiked that in the dirt, and AJ, think AJ caught it.
He got it there. It was great.
Gosh.
And how happy is AJ Burnett to be back in this fold?
Good
after
for him.
That? He's been around a lot. He's one of my favorite people. He's a little, you know, a little different, but he's one of my favorite
difference
people.
Good. Difference good.
And I'll tell you difference what, is good.
I love when they turn the lights. I was there last night. I sent you a text, obviously, the video with me and my son. But being in there, I love when they turn the lights off. Like, that is just...
Okay, you're going to have to explain this to me because for me, it doesn't work.
Mm. Why?
I don't know what they're trying to do. I'm trying to introduce the umpires and I can't see them.
Oh, for you. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell me what they're trying to do because I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you. I think my first answer is I think they're just trying to throw a little Hollywood in there for the exorbitant ticket prices. Just make it
a little bigger. They've been doing this all year, and I didn't get it in June, and I don't get it
wait,
now.
Wait, so I've only been to day games outside of last night. They do this for regular season night games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they started this a while ago. Yeah, maybe they were practicing.
I don't remember that. The two games that I filled in for you, maybe I was just nervous or just consumed with the job. I really don't remember seeing that when I filled in for you.
Well, you would have been reading the umpire alignment, and you wouldn't have noticed, probably.
Well,
you were
if it
probably
was dark,
concentrating.
I would have. Unless it was too dark, I would have.
Well, it's not dark in the booth. I just don't know what it's supposed to be, because yesterday, well, see, this is also a different crowd, World Series.
Yes.
It's always a different crowd. I think the first night, the regular people weren't there, so these people didn't know what to do. And then the iPhones, then they saw, this is what we're supposed to do. I saw the flashlights. It's like, I guess it's supposed to be like a rock concert.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, the last rock concert I went to was Michael Jackson, so he didn't do that.
Wow,
hold on.
Michael Jackson, where and what year? I mean, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, Madison Square Garden.
Wow. What year, roughly?
80s.
Oh, like early man. 80s, like right after 80s. Off the Wall?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When he was, you know, Thriller. That thing.
That's 83. Legendary.
There you go.
I loved it. He was brilliant.
I agree.
What'd you think of Fat Joe?
That's really not my ilk. I didn't understand one word of Ice Cube. You know who I thought was coming out?
Oh.
I was so disappointed. I don't know these people, but I thought it was the guy, what's his LL? The guy on NCIS LA, that guy. Yeah. I thought that was going to be he. I know he's a rapper. And I, no, it wasn't. No. It was
LL Cool J.
It was LL Cool J is, he's wildly attractive, for one thing. Oh, and he's wonderful. And I thought that was who was coming out. And I was really disappointed.
not it's wildly. He is yoked, though. He's definitely got some muscles on him.
And also bald.
That's funny.
I didn't say wildly. I said wildly with a D.
That's what I mean. That's a pretty aggressive description, by the way. But
he's a very attractive man. He's an extremely attractive man.
Better than me and
but
Sal.
I thought that's who was coming out.
Better
I
than
know
me
I
and Sal.
Knew.
BT, let's move on here. Although I won't disagree with LL Cool J. I do have one actual
Milky
last
cereal.
Baseball one for you, Susan.
What?
How hurt is Ohtani?
He's got a separated shoulder. How hurt do you think he is?
Yeah, he's wincing it. I mean, maybe you know more than I do, obviously, talking to all these people around it, but I give him credit. He's wincing with not every swing.
You know what he said? Well, it's not only that. Watch him when he runs. He takes his left arm and he holds the part of his shirt by his right shoulder so that the shoulder doesn't move. Chuck Knoblauch did this a couple of times. They popped it back in. Last year, Logan Ohapi did it in Boston. He came back and played in New York, and then he couldn't do it anymore. And they're saying this is what Tatis had, but Tatis had it on his front shoulder, which was a lot worse. This is his back shoulder. He actually has said, Ohtani, that he doesn't feel it when he swings. But he's off. He's obviously off. I mean, he chases, and I don't remember Ohtani being the chaser. And now he's chasing.
Yeah, and we're gonna let you run. That's gonna hurt more. Like if you square up a baseball, it might hurt a little. But if you are out in front or you just flat out miss and you get no contact, that's where it's gonna hurt.
That's when it hurt. And you said he was wincing, and there were two strikes. He went down and away, and tried to. He swung through two of them. You could see him wincing. But you know what? Just his presence there changes things because he could still be Ohtani, and we've seen that before with other people. Just him being there.
All right.
You know, Jason Giambi once was really hurt and was in a terrible slump, and they kept shifting on him and all that. And I said to Ron Gardenhire, they're playing the Twins, I said, why are you doing that? He's hurt and hasn't had a hit in 3 weeks. And he said, because he's still Jason Giambi. And you just never know. So you play him like it's Ohtani. It makes a difference just having him as a presence.
Thank you, Susan. Good luck tonight. Hopefully you're headed to L.A. for game 6 and potentially 7, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Susan.
Susan's appearance brought to you by Empower Solar. Supercharge your savings and electrify your life. Always fun talking to Susan. We learn something new, it seems, every time.
She's got a crush on Double L.
Oh, who wouldn't?
She's not alone, by the way, I'm sure.
At first, I thought she meant LL, but then I was like, oh, maybe she got confused with Ice-T because Ice-T. He's an actor as well.
He does some stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's a Dodger fan or what's his deal. I get confused.
I feel
that,
he's West Coast, man.
Ice-T is as well? No, I thought he was East Coast.
He
might be both.
Wait, LL?
He might be bi-coastal.
New York LL. Oh,
no,
about
Ice-T.
I
feel like LL's been wearing Dodger hats, too. Wasn't LL, where was he recently?
A lot of people, you know, the hats get mixed. I've seen LL in Mets gear. I've seen LL in Yankees gear. But
where the hell did I see him?
He must have been a fan.
He must have been on some podcast recently. I feel like I saw somewhere LL Cool J. I don't remember where. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.